You are Miss Fort Pierce.
Yes, I am.
Tell me a little bit about being Miss Fort Pierce.
Well, I'm really excited to be Miss Fort Pierce. So far, I have to learn how to network and garner some sponsorship and whatnot. And I'm doing community work as usual, of course, and trying to do it more in Fort Pierce, my local hometown, because I also have lived in Orlando for schooling. So I've done work up there, but I want to do more in my hometown.
And when is that pageant held?
It's held November 8th through 11th. I think it's open to the public on the 11th. It will be in Coral Springs, Florida at the Coral Springs Performance Arts Center.
Okay, so you're well into your Miss Fort Pierce duties then.
Yes, I am. Okay. I have been deemed as Miss Fort Pierce.
Okay, good. Now, a lot of discussion these days around what we used to call beauty pageants. Is it still called a beauty pageant?
I don't think it is. I have not seen them mention beauty at all, really. Like beauty as in learn how to do your makeup, which a lot of girls have already done. But it's more about your intelligence, who you are as a person. Are you a good person? Are you worthy to represent America? You know? Who are you? Yeah.
And we're hearing about the elimination of the swimsuit competition. How do you feel about that?
That is only for the teen.
Okay.
The misses or the miss, which are for the older women, they still have the swimwear. But I believe that's very smart of them to eliminate that from the miss teen, because so that the young girls don't worry about their form or the beauty standard of the social world. You know, that's very hard on the mind, and you know where they're trying to go, and they need to be focusing on their school, their life, their careers and whatnot. And to be focusing on their outside appearances can be detrimental.
So are you okay with a swimsuit and an evening gown competition?
Yes, I love it. I love fashion. I love exploring with it. I used to draw a lot as a kid. So now that I'm able to experience that and work on some own fashion of myself, it's really encouraging. It's fun.
Yeah. Now, we hear an awful lot about people winning scholarship money. Are you winning scholarship money as you do this?
If I win, yes, I do. The Miss and the Miss Teen, they win over $100,000 in scholarship prizes, awards. So, yes, that is also included into the competition.
Now, we also hear a lot about a platform.
Yes.
As you go ahead and serve as Miss Fort Pierce and hopefully more, what would your platform be?
My platform would be to aid and give back to the community. I really want to help children and adults as well with their struggles in life. Because, you know, as growing up, it wasn't hard, but it wasn't easy as well. And I really want to be able to garner support so that I can give back. I want to like help with social justices as well as schools that need money to provide better books for the students so that, you know, our country can improve as a whole. So I can work on my community right now. As with what I have, I can only work on my community, but I want to be able to bring this out on a grander scale. So my platform is just to help people.
Now, did you grow up in Fort Pierce? Are people going to hear this and say, I went to school with her?
Yes, they will. And I was a very social person. I was a social butterfly. I really was. I speak to everyone. I hang out with everyone. I did grow up in Fort Pierce, so you will hear that.
Okay, good. And is talent still a part of the competition?
No, it's not. Not this one. I don't believe Miss USA. Well, I know for the Miss Florida, the talent portion is not in it. But
okay.
If I did, I would be singing.
Okay.
Yes, I studied opera at UCF. Well, I started at Indian River State College here in Fort Pierce and then transferred to UCF, and I graduated last year. So, and I've been working on my own music as well. I traveled to Norway, Bulgaria, New York, and continuing that. That was like my primary focus so that I could raise money to give back to the community. But now I also have this to do that as well.
Okay. And we hear a lot of people talk about pageants as kind of being exploitative. Do you see that?
You can say that in a sense, but at the same time, I guess it's about how you approach it. I know that they want to broadcast themselves onto my platform and whatnot, but at the same time, I'm going to need their help in order to reach out and help my dream of giving back on a broader scale. So I guess it how you approach it will determine if you're going to get exploited or not.
And yes. You don't feel like you have been?
So far, no.
No.
Not at all. Yeah.
Now, have you done pageants since you were young?
No, I haven't.
No, actually. You're new to this.
I am. I'm fairly new. At the same time, with performance, with opera, you still have to carry yourself in this way. You have to make sure your record's good. My parents made sure of that as a kid because they're good people. My father's a pastor. So he made sure that I carried myself in a good way. In opera, you have to stand tall, present yourself as a queen, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it's new to me, but at the same time, it's not that new.
So what made you decide to give it a try?
My voice teacher, actually. Oh. I started modeling. A friend of mine asked me to come to an audition with her, and I'm always about like pushing people forward towards their dreams. I want them to make it. So I was like, yeah, I'll come support y'all. Come audition, make sure that she's not alone. And I actually made it in. So I started to do modeling, fashion runway and whatnot. And my voice teacher sent me a message and she was like, you should do the Miss Florida pageant. And at first I was like, I don't think I'm prepared for that. What are you talking about? This is all new. But I was like, you know, I'm pushing people to go ahead and do like these monumental dreams. Why not go for myself? So I did. And I actually made it in, just like the modeling. And now that I'm being exposed to it and the requirements, it's not that different, which I'm very encouraged by. So it's been a easy route so far. Not easy as I have to do work, but mentally it wasn't that hard.
Oh, you're used to being in front of and being asked questions in front of people.
Yes, which is great. I find like the people that I surround myself with, they like to challenge me. They like to ask me questions to make me think, you know, self-aware, being self-aware and aware of your surroundings and how to be a good person to others. So I need to know what kind of personalities are out there and how do I best compliment them so that I'm not stepping on anyone's feet, and just to share love. And I've always been surrounded by that. So being asked questions, I guess it's different because I'm going to be speaking to, I can say strangers, but you're not really a stranger. I grew up listening to this, to this station, but speaking to new people, with them asking me questions, that's new to me. But I've been raised on being aware of everything.
So when you decide to enter a pageant, I'm picturing shopping for dresses and swimsuits. Is that a correct impression?
Yes. Literally, my mother and I, because I used to dress like, I dressed up, but I also dressed very comfortably. And my mother is like, this is another level of dressing. So we went out and she like went with me to buy so much wardrobe. But I'm planning to have a designer that I worked with in Orlando to create my swimsuit. And I'm hoping to have it represent my parents' home country as well as just to represent myself well.
And that home country is?
Oh, Haiti.
Okay.
Yes. That's where my parents are from. But yes, I had to updo my wardrobe.
Now that you are Miss Fort Pierce, I know that like we hear when Miss America is crowned, no more chipped nail polish and no more. Does some of that trickle down to being Miss Fort Pierce as well?
Yes, ma'am. I have to be very precise on my makeup, my hair, my outfit. And, you know, because they want to see who will be representing Miss USA, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's right. yes, but I have to upkeep who I am even more than I was before. Yes.
Now I am, and a lot of people out there are probably thinking about the movie Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, is that
close?
That movie.
I do too. Is that close at all?
I think it's probably not like that scary or the whole hand wave like this, but yeah, I think it is. Knowing, yeah, I would say yes so far.
A little bit. And so when is your next step? When is your next pageant?
Well, in November. That's
When was that? When were you crowned Miss Fort Pierce then?
In July.
Okay.
Yes. They had us send in information, some pictures and information on what we've done in the community, how it was our school records and whatnot. And then out of the many girls, they chose me to be Miss Fort Pierce.
Okay. And then the next step is Miss Florida then?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay. And that is the one that's coming up in November.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How do you prepare?
Well, I have coaches. I have an assistant that helps me with my etiquette, with learning how to speak well in front of others, and how to sit upright and whatnot. I also have to have a coach that teaches me pageant walk, because modeling walking or runway walking is not the same as pageant walk. With runway walking, like, I've learned to like lean back and take these long strides and whatnot. But with pageantry, you have to like stand more straight, like a string is coming out of your head. And the Model T, which is like a stance that you have with your feet, the pageant foot is like more parallel to the wall compared to like a runway fashion. And I guess there's the same, you know, taking full turns and whatnot if you want to be extra and show little tricks. But it's more of showcasing yourself in a pageant compared to with runway, you're showcasing the outfit that you're wearing. You're just the hanger. So now I'm learning how to showcase myself instead of what I'm wearing.
It's a very interesting contrast.
Yes, yes, it is. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm one of the people that loves to like, I'd rather showcase the outfit. But now that I have to like present myself to the world, like I'm usually in the background helping people and I love pushing people to do dreams. Now I have to like push myself to fit, like accomplish this dream. It's cool. It's really cool.
I don't know if it's as prevalent today as it was when I was young. But I know my mother used to pull out the couch and we would sit down and watch the Miss America pageant because maybe I was pretty young. Maybe we'd fall asleep, but I was going to be in front of that TV when that crown was given. I mean, just to sit here with somebody who is possibly going to be that woman is amazing. How does that sit in the back of your head?
I am still like in shock. Well, like, as in, like, wow, I would have never thought that I would put myself to be a participant in this pageant. Like, I've grown up watching it as well. I have friends that are, like, super excited because they still watch it. And I'm like, whoa, like, there's going to be so many different people watching me. I'm now on a different level of popularity. And I'm becoming more of a role model for people. So I need to set myself as an example even more. I'm excited because this is like the first step into fulfilling my dream, into giving back to the world, if I could. Mm-hmm. So like I'm really excited about that, and it's crazy. It's amazing.
It is both a wonderful opportunity, but at the same time, a huge responsibility.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's a wonderful opportunity. I'm very grateful. I'm honored to be a part of this, but I know the responsibility. I'm like very serious about that responsibility because this is what I've grown up to want.
And there are sometimes people out there just looking for that misstep, hoping that it'll come and that they'll be able to point to something, and you have to be aware of everything all the time.
All the time, all the time. And I've gotten used to that. Like, people, well, I guess God has been preparing me for that, because everywhere that I am, like how I was saying, people that are around me has trained me up to be this way, to be careful of what I'm doing. So I'm used to it, but it's going to be another level now. Now it's become reality for me.
Okay. So, and then we can watch as you move on and say, yay, we knew her when.
Yes, ma'am. They're actually going to be broadcasting a portion of the pageant on to Chris Lee Knows Best. It's a show on USA. I don't think they've put the date out yet, but they will be broadcasting that. And I believe they'll probably be doing a live feed on Facebook because they did that last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they'll be doing that on the Miss Florida USA page on Facebook.
And I would imagine your family is amazingly excited.
Yes, they are. My mom is the most excited. This is like her field. She loves fashion. She loves doing girly things. So she's really excited. But my community, my family are very supportive. And I'm grateful for it. Like, it makes me tear up thinking about it, you know, just to feel and experience all that love from my hometown. I'm really honored for it.
Are there still days you go out of the house, maybe to the store or something, and no makeup and a ponytail?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. Like, putting on makeup now, I have to do it every day. But back before this, I tried not to put makeup on too much. I like to express natural beauty to everyone, let everyone know you are beautiful the way you are. Makeup is fun, you know, and it's become a lot more fun to me now that I know how to do it. So, yes, but I do come out very casual.
Okay. Anything we didn't talk about here that you would like to?
My GoFundMe. Also will need a lot of support from my community regarding the funds and the fees of the pageant. And in order, if you want to give, you can give at Romana Saintil, R-O-M-A-N-A, last name S-A-I-N-T-I-L, for Miss Florida, USA. So you can go to GoFundMe and look up Romana Saintil for Miss Florida, USA. Or you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Miss Fort Pierce, USA 2018. And Miss is M-I-S-S, not M-R-S. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that always confuses people. But you can follow me on those social media platforms to find more information.